how dangerous is it? I suppose, like insurance actuarials, you could figure out really how dangerous it is to take a ride, as it were. In other words, so many astronauts have died, so many vehicles have blown up in every so many launches. So what is the answer to the question?
Well, before I give you the number, let me just let you know, I'm sure you already know this, that before you are even launched, your obituary has already been written by all the news agencies. So that it must be a really bad feeling to be strapped in on the launch pad waiting to lift off, knowing that your obituary is just... It just takes a click of a keystroke, and there goes your obituary to all the newspapers.
Yeah, they've already got the standard video of the seven astronauts walking out.
In.
Yeah, that's right, and that's what they would show.
Right. And the other thing that it must be a little eerie knowing is that in a bunker at Cape Canaveral, there is what they call range safety officers. These are Air Force officers who are there to blow off the shuttle. In case the shuttle should have a problem and the trajectory takes it over a populated area instead of over water where it's supposed to go.
So there are explosives set in the shuttle and they can be activated by radio?
They can be activated. And that's to protect people on the ground.
Holy smokes.
And the astronauts know this. And, in fact, they make a point of meeting these officers before their mission just to give them a human face to look at them and say, this is who you're killing if you have to do this.
God, why would they do it? You would think that would make it harder for them to do their jobs.
Well, that's what they want. The astronauts want them to think twice before they push that button.
So the astronauts are the ones who called for that traditional meeting.
Yes, I think they do.
I see.
And I understand that they show pictures of their children, et cetera, at that kind of a meeting.
I see.
But now down to the number. I ask that question. Now, when I did my research for Gravity, this was in 97, 98. This was before Columbia. I asked several people, I said, how dangerous is it? I've heard, you know, in the press, they say anywhere from, one in a thousand things that will go wrong. And the man who I asked finally looked at me and he says, you want to know the honest truth, what we believe? We believe that one out of 50 missions will end in disaster. And what Columbia was STS-107, we've had two disasters in the shuttle program out of about 100. He was right on the money.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess you can say one out of 50. Well, you know, take your chances. You get a great ride. But that's pretty dangerous to me.
That is pretty dangerous. I guess they have to be insured. But I wonder if an insurance company probably would go, no, thank you. Especially for somebody, you know, relatively young, which an astronaut would be.
Young, healthy, right.
Long life in front of them. It would be a big payoff.
That's right. And these two disasters have been on liftoff and on landing. But then we don't think about what it's like to actually die in space, which we haven't really had happen yet, which could have happened aboard Mir. And there's another set of nightmares that, you know, you can come up with. When people think about dying in the vacuum of space, what they don't really think about is that it's very much like dying of the bends. There are a lot of analogies between space and deep-sea diving.
Yeah.
In space, you're enclosed in I think of it as a tomb almost, surrounded by an environment of a drastically different pressure. And if there's a breach in the spacecraft, air will start to rush out of that breach, and then the air pressure inside starts to drop. You experience what a deep sea diver feels when he surfaces too quickly. At the very beginning, you'll have a little pop in your ears because things will be changing inside your eardrum.
Uh-huh.
And then as the air keeps leaking out, your chest will start to hurt because what's happening is that nitrogen bubbles are forming in all parts of your body, including the brain and the spinal cord. That's the bends. And if it keeps on leaking out, there's this little thing in physics called Boyle's Law, which describes the relationship between pressure and volume as gas.
Mm-hmm.
As the pressure falls, the gas in your body starts to expand, and it distends your body cavities. It ruptures your lungs. Your lungs really explode.
Oh.
By that point, you're probably dead. But just to go on with the gruesome scenario, as the pressure keeps falling all the way to vacuum, the blood in your veins will begin to boil. And then as the pressure drops all the way down to a point where the boiling point and the freezing point merge, your blood will go from boiling to frozen solid in just about an instant. So in all that time, probably communications is continuing, and people on Earth can hear you take your last scream. So, you know, that's the kind of things that I kind of look into and imagine while I'm writing these books. And it really, really raised my admiration for anybody who goes into space.